Chinese Communists Impose Sanctions on British Politicians, Lawyers, Campaigners. By Jack Montgomery on March 26, 2021. The Chinese Communist Party, CCP, has announced sanctions on a number of high-profile British politicians, lawyers, and campaigners, in retaliation for sanctions on regime officials for human rights abuses in Xinjiang. The United Kingdom, UK, imposed unilateral sanctions on relevant Chinese individuals and entities, citing the so-called human rights issues in Xinjiang. A foreign ministry spokesman for the regime pronounced, insisting that the move was based on nothing but lies and disinformation. The imposition of Magnitsky-style sanctions on Chinese officials, the spokesman railed, grossly interferes in China's internal affairs and severely undermines China-UK relations, before spelling out retaliatory measures. The Chinese side decides to sanction the following 9 individuals and 4 entities on the UK side that maliciously spread lies and disinformation: Tom Tugendhat, Ian Duncan Smith, Neil O'Brien, David Alton, Tim Lawton, Nosrat Ghani, Helena Kennedy, Jeffrey Nice, Joanne Nicholas Smith Finley, China Research Group, Conservative Party Human Rights Commission, Uyghur Tribunal, Essex Court Chambers. As of today, the individuals concerned and their immediate family members are prohibited from entering the Chinese mainland, Hong Kong and Macau, he warned. Their property in China will be frozen, and Chinese citizens and institutions will be prohibited from doing business with them. The official further added that China warns the UK side not go further down the wrong path. Otherwise, China will resolutely make further reactions. Those on the list include a number of high-profile members of the House of Commons and House of Lords, with Sir Ian Duncan Smith, as a former cabinet minister and leader of Britain's governing Conservative Party, perhaps being the most significant. It's our duty to call out the Chinese government's human rights abuse in Hong Kong, and the genocide of the Uyghurs, declared Sir Ian in a public response uploaded to social media. The former Tory leader, known as IDS in Britain, added that those of us who live free lives under the rule of law must speak for those who have no voice. If that brings the anger of China down on me, I'll wear that badge of honor. Remarking on the Chinese sanctions to Breitbart London, Hong Kong Watch chief executive Benedict Rogers echoed Sir Ian, saying that to be sanctioned by this regime, alongside some of our most outstanding colleagues on all sides in both houses of parliament, is both a recognition of our work which we receive with pride, a badge of honor, and at the same time a wake-up call illustrating that this regime in China does not play by the usual norms of diplomacy, and is not only a danger to its own people but a threat to the world and the international rules-based order. Rogers added that a wholesale rethink of China policy is needed and that while the Magnitsky sanctions announced this week, which we have long advocated, are a very good and welcome start, much more is needed to recalibrate our approach to dealing with this repressive regime. It speaks volumes that, while the UK joins the international community in sanctioning those responsible for human rights abuses, the Chinese government sanctions its critics, commented British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab, with what was by British standards with respect to China a reasonably robust tone. If Beijing want to credibly rebut claims of human rights abuses in Xinjiang, it should allow the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights full access to verify the truth, Raab added. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.